The next piece is a piece on page 790 from the Pasuk Ba'atot Yudalad Yudzayin in Shlach. The Pasuk says Va'ato Yigal Makoach Hashem Kashabat Alemar. So what exactly does it mean Yigal Makoach Hashem? So Ibn Ezra says Yigal No Karov Me'arichas Apayim. It's similar to the mid of Arichas Apayim of forbearance. Ki kol mishu erech apayim mishu koach godlish b'kaso. The Ibn Ezra is bothered by the question of this being sort of a midas hadin. The word koach Hashem sounds like it's some sort of gevura b'kadosh baruch hu, and since we're asking for rachmim, why would something in the line of gevura be appropriate? So the Ibn Ezra says that the forbearance requires a tremendous amount of strength to break kas and so on. For ha'ed, similar kasher dibarta. The pasuk is saying yidna koach Hashem kasher dibarta, and it continues on to the midas of erech apayim. Kasher dibarta shat erech apayim. Be'la midas pirashim hashkisisa. I would like just to compare something to it. There's a note. There's a piece where Putner writes that he comments on somebody who wrote the following in an introduction somewhere. Someone wrote that all the midas that are shayach to Hashem, are shayach to Hashem. The person, I think, writes that Yira is not shayach to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and therefore, you know, that's one mida that it's us, but not a Kodesh Baruch Hu. And Putnam writes against it, and his point is as follows, basically, that the mida of a Kodesh Baruch Hu to the most fundamental mida of a Kodesh Baruch Hu that allows for us to exist is the restraint that a Kodesh Baruch Hu restrained himself from overwhelming the Bria. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's presence really allows no room for the Bria to exist. It required HaKadosh Baruch Hu to so to speak, exhibit a midah of reigning in to allow for the Bria to exist. Yira, at the heart of it, is where a person shrinks himself in the presence of the other. That's what Rav writes. It certainly is true in Ezer Gibor HaKovesh as Yitzro. Struggling against something else is not close to the Gevura of constraining oneself. And therefore, Ibn Ezra is saying, Moshe Rabbeinu is appealing to the Midah of Koach Hashem to constrain the rightful midah of Einus Sepharnis. Similarly, Sepharnis says, Yigal HaKach Hashem Lichbosh Es Midas Adin. So Midas Adin is very, very, very powerful. Obviously, the force needed. So for instance, let's picture an example so that we can get a sort of a picture of it. Imagine someone has a son who's hot-headed and maybe impulsive, or not hot-headed, but he happened to get very angry or enraged about something, and he's out to hit somebody, hurt somebody, kill somebody, do something. The father, who's more rational at this point, or more sensible, realizes it's not going to be good for his son to do whatever he's going to do. So he puts his arm around his son and holds him down. So that need of holding him down requires a strength greater than the rage that the son has, and yet it's coming from Ava. Because he loves his son so much and doesn't want him to do something that's rash or harmful to himself, what he's doing is taking koach to constrain his son in a way that is coming from Ava. That's pretty much what they're saying over here. Okay, next one's Rabbeinu Bechaya, also this pasuk. V'aderech ha-kabbalah, v'ato yigal nokoach, yushva v'yimashe ha-koach ha-pnimi v'midas, lo yistalek l'mirom v'romim. that he wants there should be more hashba. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yigdal Na means increase the koch hashba, and it should not go up to Shemayim. That's his sentence definition. What does that mean? Ubir Ha'inyan. Because Yisrael Mikayim HaTorah V'Mitzvos Hashem Yisbarach Reichem Shemayim. V'zeh Reichem Shemayim V'zeh Ha'Kloima V'ezes Yisrael Mashpia Koach B'Midol Sof. U'v'zeh Mosif Koach B'Gvor Shal Maila Shnema V'Lekim Nasa Choyel. Let's explain this first outside, and then we'll see it inside. The mashal, one of the ways to understand the Hanhag of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is as follows. Imagine you have a hose connected to a faucet or to a reservoir, and from the hose you have a lot of irrigation channels, sort of these little thin, not called hoses, I guess, the little tubes that go along the furrows and they irrigate each and every plant. Now, one of the ways, we're assuming that the water in the reservoir never ends, but the faucet can cut off the water going into those little pipes. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has this kaviyachol, the picture is HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself in his full greatness and everything. And then we have the Darchei Hashpa. HaKadosh Baruch Hu creates specific channels to bring that down to each and every facet of the Bria. So for instance, we say Shemoneh Esrei. Let's give an example. The Mekubalim have a different shame of HaKadosh Baruch Hu for each Tefillah Shemoneh Esrei to be Mechavin, a different Nikud of the shame of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What it means is the Hanhaga gets divided into two major levels. There's source, and then there is the branches and so on. So in the big picture, when we do really terrible Averis, what happens is the main faucet gets cut off, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not mashpia anything through his midos. It's there's one way where we're simply not stalling through to the midos of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but when Kali Yisrael does Averis, so what will happen is HaKadosh Baruch Hu will completely stop watering the entire, he'll stop between the main and the branches. So when Kali Yisrael does Torah Mitzvahs, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mashpia in the midas. U'bazeh moisifim koyach b'gvur shal ma'ala, shtem b'lokim nasa choyel. So Klal Yisrael has the ability, their avoda doesn't make Hashem stronger, more bountiful, or we believe HaKadosh Baruch Hu is infinite, so that's not really relevant, but we allow for it to go through the midas. U'ksha'ei mekayim en toyer v'mitzviz, hu misurachik m'midoysav, sh'nemu b'gavos eshchokim, klei meshum mizgoy, mispalik v'mayim roimim. On the other hand, if we don't do mitzvahs, HaKadosh Baruch Hu lifts himself above it, and there's no connection to the midas. U'bazeh mashpia koach b'midas, u'bazeh matisha koach shamayla. So when we speak about Lashonos in different places about attenuating HaKadosh Baruch Hu's strength, kaviyachol, weakening, we're talking about the hashpa to us. Shnei matzui lot chateshi. U'lefi shahoy yisol chayav m'kliya b'makam hazeh. Because Klal Yisrael really deserved to be destroyed. So the need to be mashpia was something which HaKadosh Baruch Hu, they were on the verge of cutting it off, all of it. So he said, "Va'ata yigdal nakar Hashem, please keep increasing your hashpa." Ki'etzama David Ashon Yosis Yisro Chol Makshecha Yom Tamid Yigdal Kim Oyvei Shalecha. Then we speak the word of Yigdal Kim, because we should become more, bigger, greater. We need to ask ourselves. I mean, Kadosh Baruch Hu, we believe, has grown to his full height. What does it mean Yigdal now? What is the Yigdal? So what it means is the passage between him, kaviyachol, to us. that bridge is where there could be an increase or decrease, and it's at the most critical junction, because anything else affects particular elements. So if there's some problem with refuah, it affects refuah or whatever, this is something which affects the entirety of it. They call this process of us doing something to allow an increase down, that's called to assist HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Vushal Chazal Masech Teshabbos, he's quoting Mark, Olam Moshe Marim Matzah HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shekoshek Shalom Oisius, Om Le Moshe Ein Shalom Birecha, Om Le Rebun Shalom Kul Me Shev Shem Shalom Rabboi, Om Le Afakin Hoel Chol Azveini, Miyaram Avati Yigun HaKoyach Hashem. So the Gemara says over there that Moshe Rabbeinu went up and he found HaKadosh Baruch Hu in Koshek Sarim, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu asked him, how come you didn't greet me? The people in your town are not polite, they don't greet. So Moshe said, I've never seen an Eved greet his master. It's sort of arrogant for an Eved to tell his master, I wish you this, I wish you that. So it says, Afal Pekin Hoel Chazrein, you should have helped me. So the word loz, and then it says, Moshe Rabbeinu said, Ba'atim HaKachzer. In other words, we certainly can't relate HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself in any sense, and there's no, and giving a bracha to HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself, Kavi Yachol, is absolutely ludicrous. HaKadosh Baruch Hu misses nothing, I have no shaychus to giving a bracha. But the place that we do have a shaychus to is that junction of, is HaKadosh Baruch Hu mashpia more globally or less? And that's where we can, that's called Lazreini, and that's where Vata Yigal Makar Hashem. Okay, next one is Rabbeinu Bechayev. The Rabbeinu Bechayev works with the following point. We have Yud Gimel Midas, Rachmim, and Impaske Sisa. We have here a little mini-series of Hashem Erech Apayim, and we're missing a bunch of Midas. So, how come? Like, why did Moshe Rabbeinu take a shortcut and not use Yud Gimel Midas? Veda, he says, there was a reason here. The reason why he skipped these are the following. And he skips most of them. He skips seven of them, he says. Lemdena Moshe became considered Tfilah Bakasha. Moshe taught us how to ask. Eich yispal ha-mispal v'yischanen mischanen v'yitzhishrato adoynav. Valkei, me'ashloysh asher midas, shimso le'bisina le'hiske men kan kim shisha v'chot ha-shiva. We have only six midas, and we're missing seven. Le'hiske Hashem keil rachum v'chanen. Why? Kehi midas le'misha rubo yischuyas, v'yishol ho'yata rubo avoynas. Those midas only work when Klal Yisrael is mostly doing good things, have most chusim. Now, let's discuss two or three points. First of all, it's an important limud that he's teaching us, that tefillah is not just throwing words at a Kadosh Baruch Hu. There has to be some level of sincerity or emes in those words. And you need to understand what you have a right to ask for, and when. To use Midas HaKadosh Baruch Hu just mindlessly, where you did not deserve these Midas, you did not use them appropriately, and you're using it just as stam, that's highly inappropriate. That's not a schus for you. It's a schus for you only when you use Midas in an appropriate way. So to use the Midas of where mostly was chusim, that we could not do. I'm not sure why the difference in here in Chet HaEgel, where HaKadosh Baruch Hu did tell them that you'd give me this, and were they, did they have roles chusim then? I don't know. I'm not sure where it's coming from as far as that goes. Then he says, they couldn't say the emes, ki bemidas emes yuchayovim fi shemidas hadin, mashadoshu razal emes la'ovid lefnei mashos hadin. So emes doesn't make sense here either, because we're asking for lefnei mashos hadin. Voyemaminim ledivrei amaraglim she'ibda ha'emuna v'nichasa b'fihem. So he says over here a point. He makes a point over here that I think addresses it. Had they had a muna, then even if their darga would have been, if Averis would have been lower or less, you can still appeal to lifnei mashos hadin. What you're saying in effect is that you're going beyond din because you have a muna. But if you don't have a muna, then what are you going beyond the din for? So the beyond the din is corresponds to the midah of emuna that they have. When I mean the emragasha of the emuna of nichasapim, if they could follow people who have no emuna, lefnimishos adin emuna to seichel is lefnimishos adin to din, and they should be parallel. Then he says, v'lohiskin leitzachat alafim. Why didn't he mention leitzachat alafim? Lefish lehoya moisha mispal asher b'schusa avis. Lefish shehim atom moyasim v'arash b'cha avis. They were now, they were being mois in what the avis gave them. How can they go ahead and be mispalal in schusa avis when they themselves had rejected avis? That's an old Jewish, I don't know what the word for it, caricature of somebody who killed his father, and then at the court he begs for clemency because he's an orphan. It's sort of, they're coming along and saying, in the schus of our holy forefathers, please forgive us for the sin of rejecting Eretz Yisrael, which our holy forefathers gave the lives for, and what us go there. And that's why he couldn't say Shchel Avram Yitzchak, because he couldn't call on the others, because what he had done was counter others. He couldn't say v'chatoh yomizin. So I assume the Yudgil Midas that he gave in Kisisa weren't going bedafka on the Meraglim as much as they are a general lesson of how to be mispalel. And you have to choose each time which are the appropriate meters that you might use over here. So the one thing that's clear is there are ways to ask for rachmim beyond what it is that you deserve, but you also need to be shy to that. So when I ask a person for rachmim beyond midas hadin, I need to make sure that the structure of that is appropriate. I'm touching on a point for clemency that's emes in itself. Whereas just to use something which is absolutely wrong, that can't work. He was using the Shem Hashem, which is the first Shem Hashem. So the first Shem Hashem he learns of in Abachaya is going on Koidem Sheyechdal de Beyasa Tshuva. Vumerachim afil mishuva vaynes ula yoshev kine shekosav teva Hashem lakoivam kol masav. Avol kan lo yizkir lo pamachas shugnega Hashem la'acha shechta. Lefisha Yisrael hoye bikan choytem lo tshuva. So since this was they hadn't done tshuva yet, whereas Kehis Ben Chatega was after tshuva. Ubir ze Hashem la'acha sheyechta, ki ein bo yishinu v'spailas acha chakoyle machet, Hashem ha'vasada. So Mechai offhandedly explains what's the Shem Hashem after the chet is before the chet. One of the underlying issues with an Avera, especially an Avera that's Pshoim and Mezid, is that a person has a sense that he actually is able to he's actually able to do something to HaKadosh Baruch Hu is actually able to get back on Hashem. You know, every Shia, which is a Merida, is certainly a sense where he did wrong to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, where his Averis counted in sort of stopping or impeding or however you want to call it. When a person says Hashem Lacha Chet Hashem Hashem, it means that I recognize that my efforts in a chait, in terms of getting back at HaKadosh Baruch Hu or denying him or anything like that, is ineffective. And therefore, I'm espal for Hashem Lacha Sheyechta, or at least there's a recognition that nothing really changed HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and therefore he is, I can appeal to him in his midas hachesed. So it's not only pshat a certain level of amuna, it's the pshat that amuna itself is somewhat of a tshuva. Let's see, maybe one more small thing. Yes, the next one is an Ibn Ezra, and this is interesting in pshat. It says, "Vayinasu osu ze esa pom l'sham mikoli." They've tested me 10 times and didn't refuse to listen to me. Now, Chazal give us the 10 times. They explain what the Asara Nisenos were. Those what the Nisuni Asapamim is. Is that the Pshat or not? So Rav Nazar says no. The Esapamim Hatam. The meaning of the word Eser Pamim is Rabin, many times. V'hiske Eser, why do you say 10? V'avur ha-yoyis isah cheshbon, because it's a round number. Ki usayf ha-chodim v'yish ha-sar she-mechperes ha-shem. So Rav Nezer says that in Pshat, 10 can mean in the Torah many times. It does not need the exact count. The Torah can use that count. It's very interesting. Chazal do give us 10, and it's interesting, but at least Ibn Ezra in the world of Pshat makes it very clear that 10 can mean a multitude of times, and that's maybe even the right Pshat. Okay, I think.